Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Let me get to my guest now, former Senator John Lamping joining us here. John, happy post-Independence Day.
Well, thank you very much, Mark, and happy birthday to you. It's quite a party you're putting on down at Busch Stadium tonight to celebrate.
Hey, isn't that awesome? I was pretty proud of them for scheduling that to honor my birthday. I think that's pretty cool.
It's very cool.
Maybe I'll get a shout-out from Tommy Lee tonight. What do you think? Who knows?
Oh, for sure.
Stranger things have happened. So we are now, I noticed this morning, running some pretty damaging anti-Greitens ads. Somebody's paying for some PAC is paying for them to run here on 97.1. And there are people on social media griping at me about it. I mean, we're a commercial radio station. We run ads. But I think it's just, I don't know if you've heard it or not, but I think it's just a sample of what we hear in a general election. If Eric Greitens gets elected, the Democrats are going to be saying some of the same things.
Yeah, that's right. That ad that ran today has been running across the state, both on radio and then in television. And my understanding is that it's all coming from a PAC that's funded primarily by Rex Ziegfeld. And when we speak about the Eric Schmidt campaign, that's Eric Schmidt's campaign PAC, essentially, it's doing this. You know, we've talked often about how it's well-organized and well-funded, and this is what I was referring to. This example such as this, that they have a coordinated plan of attack, and they have the resources to prosecute their case. And, you know, barring a Trump getting involved in this race, it's just going to be a traditional political campaign, and these are things that are very traditional, but at the same time tend to be very effective.
Yeah, true. You heard my interview last week with John Wood, who's running as the independent in this race, and then the story that I read, it was either on Channel 4 in the Post, one of the two, said that John Danforth is going to spend $20 million on John Wood's campaign in the general election. What's the impact there? That's a pretty significant buy-in.
Yeah, it potentially has tremendous impact. You know, this had long been discussed privately. I was aware of the fact that Senator Danforth was contemplating this. I watched an interview he gave over the weekend. You know, he makes the case. His case is that, you know, politics are broken and we need to fix it. We need to dial back the level of hostility. He focuses on the word fight. He hates the fact that candidates on both sides talking about fighting for this, fighting for that. And that's all well and good, and he has his point of view, as do many people. But to the extent that he has the capacity to bring in $20 million to run his independent candidate, John Wood, it has great potential to sway the election, because it's not just if he in fact brings in $20 million and John Wood can get any traction at all in the polls, meaning more than 2 or 3%. If you think about the race, there's a base of Democrats in Missouri that, regardless of who runs for office, will win 40% of the vote, maybe 42% of the vote. Then we've got third-party candidates, you know, Libertarian, Constitutional Party, which are more center-right, and they'll pick up 1 or 2 points. And if John Wood can get into a space where he's polling at 4 or 5, which sounds incredible, nobody knows who he is, but then you would expect not just Danforth's money to continue to flow, but I would expect the Democratic Party, for every dollar Senator Danforth will spend, they'll spend 2 or 3,
yeah,
in order to promote John Wood. If John Wood could ultimately take, you know, 8 or 9 points out of the election in November, then the Democrats actually would have a chance to somehow take the seat.
Which leaves you, John, with the undeniable truth here, is that John Danforth, and apparently a lot of other people, would rather see the queen of love and beauty be the senator, the next senator from Missouri, than Eric Greitens.
Well, Senator Danforth is, you know, he's critical. Well, let's back up for a second. So Senator Danforth, in his time in office, you know, he served in the minority. And so in the minority, the only way we were able to get anything done, he was there for three terms, was to somehow work with the majority, the Democratic side. He was in the Senate when conservative Democrats actually existed. So that's how he views politics as, coming together and compromising. Well, he was forced to do that because he was consistently in the minority. He also served at a time where this far left radical progressive ideology that exists in the Democratic Party today, and I would say since Obama was elected president, it didn't exist. So he was dealing with more of a, he was dealing with the Clinton administration and more of a conservative approach to issues. So he completely misses the idea that, he talks about hostility, that this form of government that's being pursued by the Biden administration, the Democratic Party in whole, it's hostile to our way of life. It's hostile to the blue collar, to working class people's lives. And he doesn't get that. So as a Republican, he thinks he needs to fix the Republican Party. And he doesn't want to take on the Democratic Party. I mean, there's no doubt John Woods, he himself says he is a Republican. So if he runs and he's going to run, we're going to have two Republican candidates vying for, the 50% of the vote or more that's left for us. And so he's making a tragic mistake. But at the same time, maybe he's okay with Democrats winning a race to prove a point, but that doesn't help. Doesn't help our side. It doesn't help the fact that what is the majority, if it were Democrats, is a different ideology than he dealt with when he was in office.
Yeah, that's a great point. And, the Greitens people have trumpeted several of these polls that showed head-to-head Eric Greitens versus Lucas Kuntz or the Queen of Love and Beauty, Bush Valentine, that he still wins by 5 or 6 points. But a third-party candidate pulling 5 or 6 points gives that race to the Democrat. And I don't see how you get around that math when you talk about what John Danforth is trying to do here. The bigger question for you is, let's assume Eric Schmidt wins. Does John Wood then not run, do you think?
No, he's running. Senator Danforth, he takes what has gone on with Josh Hawley so very personally. He feels responsible for Josh. And to some degree, that's true, is that when you think about Missouri Republican Party, one of the big foundational parts of the party is kind of the St. Louis donor base.
Yeah.
And to the extent that Senator Danforth was able to pull together the St. Louis donor base and launch Josh, and Josh's first race was for attorney general. He was an unknown politically other than that was his first foray. And so he feels responsible for Josh. And so I think there's no way that John Wood is not going to be on the ballot in November. What could happen is if any of the candidates, if Schmidt or Vicky or whoever were to run and to just run a great final month and just somehow, like if somebody wins Republican primary by 10 points, kind of vaults ahead of the pack and then has tremendous momentum behind them, there's a way that John Woods ends up with 1 or 2%. I mean, I think he'll pull votes from my old Senate district. He'll pull votes from Frontenac and Ledoux and Chesterfield, maybe. But if he's only at 1 or 2% earlier on, even if the Democrats spend the money that they might spend, then he can see his campaign fading. But he'll be there.
Yeah.
It's not just Greitens. It's like if some one of those other candidates wins the race by a handful of points and a lot of damage is done on all sides, and coming out of the primary, there's no real momentum behind a Republican candidate, then I think that's a problem. If anything, if you're Trump and you want to win the seat, you're probably closer now to endorsing someone who you think can win the seat against, even with John Woods in the race.
Interesting. And that could happen this week, right?
I was on Trump watch for the last 2 weeks for a month ago. I was thinking today. He has endorsed late in the past, but I'm kind of surprised he hasn't jumped in. And who knows? We'll see how effective these Schmidt tack ads on Greitens. If Greitens were to fade as a result of them, then maybe Trump does jump in. But, it's probably more important than ever that he does. And it'd be kind of interesting if he jumps in and he campaigns behind his endorsed candidate, you'll have kind of the moderate establishment Republican Party on the ballot, as well as, the ultra mega king. his candidate on the ballot. That'd make for more fun, I think.
John Lamping, thank you for your insight as always, my friend. We'll talk next week.
Great. Enjoy your party tonight, Mark.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. John Lamping there.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.